and beyond. And good morning and welcome to you, Wendy Richter.
Good morning.
Wendy, I think you're planning something cool.
Cool and wet.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's a good combination right now.
Exactly.
So when and where? Let's start off with that, and then we'll talk about the why.
Okay. Well, the Child Abuse Prevention Council is starting a new fundraiser this year, and it's a rubber duck derby. We're having this at the Cass County Fairgrounds between the horse barn and the FFA food stand. There's a little stream that runs through the fairgrounds, and that's our racetrack.
And you hope there's water, but if not, you have another plan.
We do have backup.
Yeah. It's always good to have backup when you're planning something in the sun or something in the rain, whichever way. So what time is this?
This will be, the race is actually at 2 o'clock,
okay.
But we will have family fun activities starting at 1:30, and they will last until 3. So if you can stand the heat, come on out, and we'll have some fun things going on.
Okay. Well, I think there's a little bit of shade around there.
There is.
And there could be a little breeze. You know, I guess we just have to get used to this. It's summer.
I know.
Whether we like it or not, it is summertime. And what better way to kind of celebrate summer and feel a little cooler, and that's to play in the water.
Right. So the Rubber Duck Derby, I know that other places have done rubber duck derbies, but we're doing this. We're going to do it outside. You know, again, you know, we had to consider Mother Nature with this, but we're going ahead full force. So,
and we should have TV because you have all these cute little ducks here.
Aren't they adorable?
They are so cute.
I've already sold one in the last 5 minutes here at the radio station. So the ducks that I have today, we have some law enforcement ducks. We have some military ducks. I've got a firefighter duck, a Navy duck, patriotic ducks, and then volleyball, baseball, soccer,
wow.
Basketball, little hockey guy here. So you can see the ducks, and this is just a small selection. There are far more. We've got Easter egg ducks that are decorated like Easter eggs. We've got camouflage ducks. We have,
whatever your interest is, it sounds like you probably have a duck that would fit.
Absolutely. So check it out. You know, we have ducks at the YMCA, all of the libraries in Cass County, ISU Extension. Oh, wait a second. They sold out. I just got a text about 5 minutes ago that they sold out of their ducks. There's some at Southwest Iowa Mental Health. Just talked to Rachel. And then, of course, I have some ducks. So if anybody wants to get a hold of me, I've got ducks as well.
No reason not to get a duck.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So now, do you just buy a chance on your duck, or do you keep the duck? Tell us about that part.
So what you're doing is you're buying a duck for the race. If you would like to purchase a duck to take home with you after the race, you can let us know. But if you find one that you want, that's great. But we will have a much bigger selection at the park
that day. Okay.
So you have far more to choose from. The only thing with purchasing a duck afterwards is it's going to cost you $10 instead of the $5.
Okay. But then you get to take him home and...
Right.
I don't know, whatever you want to maybe do your own little duck thing.
Right.
and you know, actually, I had bought a duck one time. This was on a cruise or something. I still have that little duck because he's so cute. So it reminds you of good things. And you know, this will be a reminder of a good, fun afternoon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
now,
here's...
are there some... Okay, you buy the $5, buys your chance. You select a duck, and it buys you a chance in the race.
Right.
And then another $5 if you want to take the duck home.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, when it's a race, there surely must be some prizes.
There are some prizes. The grand prize will be 2-night stay at Super 8 here in Atlantic, pizza from Olson's BP. What else do we have in there? Oh, a Hy-Vee gift card. We've got some movie tickets. We've got some free bowling. So there's quite a bit in that grand prize.
Wow.
Then we're going out to 8 prizes. So 2 through 8 are a variety of things. You get one of them is a 4-hour ride in a police car. You get to spend the afternoon with a cop. Fun thing. There's some yard games, you know, family fun yard games. Just lots of different things going on. I'd like to go back to some of the activities
we're going to be having. Because it isn't just the duck race itself.
Right. There's going to be a duck pond there where you have chances to win different things. You also have Southwest Iowa Mental Health we'll be having an Angry Birds anger management game. Kind of fun. Lots of kids like Angry Birds, so yeah, come out and check that out. Yeah. Parents as Teachers will be having a duck pond, and there's prizes there. And then Steps is also, they're having, I believe, a bounce house. So we're going to have some fun things going on. ISU Extension is also going to have a little duck toss game. So lots of theme.
Yes. You have to get just really creative. And, you know, a lot of people have fun being creative like that. And yes, it's kind of the challenge. And yeah.
And that's why they're all doing that. They're the creative ones.
And you're the work person and they're the creative ones, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
Okay. So this is a fundraiser.
Right.
And what are you going to do with those funds?
The Child Abuse Prevention Council, we're made up of members of lots of different providers here in Cass County. And then what we do is we look at what are the issues that are needed here in Cass County that either parents need, service providers need, and then we help supply those. So, for example, last year we gave money to each library within the county, and then they took that money and they bought resources for their library. And they got to choose. You know, some libraries already had a product and they wanted to get something else. The other thing that I know those libraries, when I met with them, they also can do sharing. So one might purchase something, and then if the another one, like if Cumberland doesn't have it, they can maybe get it from Griswold. So I know that all of those libraries work really well together.
That kind of keeps some things new at the library too, when you do that exchanging. So yeah,
exactly.
That's great. Our libraries are a great resource.
Oh, absolutely. And then the sharing of resources, it saves our money and makes our money go further.
Yeah. Are there some other things that the Child Abuse Prevention Council does during the year or with other groups and so on to get information out there?
Again, we work with the schools. Just this year, we worked with the schools to get books out to K-3 on how their body is their own. And it's a sexual abuse prevention program. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things out there that we have helped with. You know, another one that's huge right now, and we're still looking at ways of how to help out, is cyberbullying and what's going on. You know, a lot of these young kids have access to the internet, have access to cell phones, and what can be done.
And it's so frustrating because you can't see it and you can't touch it. But it's so impactful.
It is. And again, a lot of the service providers that are part of the council are individuals that either work with the kids on a daily basis or work with families who are struggling. And so then we come to the table and we try to figure out what is it that the need is and how is it that we can come up with it. A lot of people remember us from bringing Scary Guy into the county here a couple of years ago. And that was fantastic. And we still have kids who say to us, I still talk to Scary. I still either text him or email him that he was a great resource for them.
Well, that's good to know that there is some aftermath, some good side effects from all of that work, because I know that was such a community effort, and we need to keep the community involved when we talk about child abuse prevention.
Right. So, it's the community's business.
Yes. So if people need more information or just want to know more about this whole project, is there a website that it's on? Is it happen to be
we
on
don't have
center?
A website, but we do have a Facebook page.
All right,
so you can check it out on Facebook. Right. I know that we've been updating there, and you can actually, if you go to our Facebook page, you can see the ducks
see
in
the
action.
Ducks. Hey, that'd be great. So Wendy, remind us again, date, time, place.
It's this Saturday the 18th at the Cass County Fairgrounds. It's in the campground area. You'll see us set up. You'll see the racetrack. You'll see the finish line. It's 1:30 to 3. The race will actually start at 2 p.m., so it gives you just some time to do things before and after. Cost per duck is $5. You can buy them beforehand, or you can buy them that day as well.
Okay. Thank you so much for bringing this information to us, Wendy, and have a great time at the Duck Derby on June 18th. Until next time, here is a thought, and you've all heard this. Be like a duck. You know, be calm on the surface and paddle like heck underneath.